This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. And we call this Trivia Friday. And we also call this Learning University.
Blip, blip.
Did I hear everybody there?
I believe you did, yes, sir.
Okay. Didn't. All right, anyway.
I always check to see if it's in stereo or not there. I'm very loud.
You are?
Yeah.
Who says that about you, Jim?
I say it about myself.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, and my wife says it when I try to whisper in church.
That's called reflection, Jim.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, okay. Self-reflection. I'm a loud person.
That's right.
Yourself. All right, is that good, bad, or indifferent to be loud?
Sometimes folks think I'm angry when I'm not.
Yeah, because you talk so loud.
And sometimes I'm talking because of inner ear trouble and I can't hear me.
Yeah.
However, I'm told that folks down the hall, because of the way I'm positioned, I'm really in the whispering corner.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah. It's a pretty detailed answer, Jim.
You like that?
Yeah. I wasn't expecting that.
Well,
hey,
I'm prepared to give a defense.
We go back to Scott in Tennessee, and Scott's on the phone, and he had a question for us. Scott, go ahead, brother.
How are you, professors?
Doing well today. Thanks for calling, Scott. Hope you had a great Christmas.
Tim, I'm sorry to correct, but Scott's on. He's the next caller in line, but our caller that is on hold is actually Steve from Texas. And he's waiting to ask us his question.
So we're going to get back to Scott?
We'll come back to Scott next if you want
to.
No.
Okay. We need to.
Let's talk to Steve from Texas. Hi,
yes,
Steve.
Y'all are confusing me.
Well, that's okay. We've confused ourselves.
No, Jim, you confused us all. Jim, just to be. Don't.
Okay. I'm sorry.
My question for you guys, it's a biblical question. In Numbers, chapter 13, Moses changed the name of Joshua. He changed it from what to Joshua?
Steve, do you listen to this show?
I do.
Do you? How many Bible questions today have we gotten right?
Jim.
I'm trying to help y'all out.
Oh, well, that's good. So we're learning too.
Yeah, Jim, that was wrong on so many levels, what you just did.
Was
right
it?
There. Yeah, okay. Jim, you're making the caller feel bad, saying we're ignorant of the Bible. There's just several things that probably need to have it. When we do a debriefing of the show,
yes, sir,
we need to talk about these things.
Okay.
But, Steve, the answer is, go ahead and ask the question again. Go ahead. Moses changed the name of Joshua. Go ahead.
Yes, Joshua, son of Nun, his name was something else, and Moses changed his name to Joshua. What was his name prior
Bert.
To Joshua?
Bert,
son of Nun.
Bert, don't think Bert's in the Bible, but we don't know. And you know? Go ahead and say it.
I'm going to go with Alex.
Alex?
Bert and Alex, there we go. Well played.
All right, Steve.
No, Bert and Alex was his brother. His name was Hoshea.
Hoshea. Okay. Hoshea.
Yep.
I'd forgotten that story. Well,
that's
okay.
In Numbers 13, verse 16.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Well, listen, Steve, thanks for calling, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. God bless y'all. Y'all have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, sir. Happy New Year.
You too. Now we can go to Scott in Tennessee.
Scott in Tennessee. Yeah. He is on board and ready for you, sir.
Yes. Go ahead, Scott. How you doing, brother?
Well, I'm all right. I just want to make sure Steve's not mad at me.
Oh, no. Steve, I'm sure, is not upset with you at all.
No, that was our fault. That was our fault, Scott. We jumped ahead of ourselves.
I feel better about that. Now, I do feel bad about what I'm about to do, though, because far be it for me to correct the professors. But, Tim, when you were earlier talking about Green Acres, I think the comment that you made about the actors has been heretofore not corrected by one of your listeners. And it was not Zsa Zsa Gabor.
It was Ava Gabor.
It was who's her sister?
Ava Gabor.
So instead of who's your daddy, it's who's your sister?
Right.
OK. Okay.
I answered it Zsa Zsa Gabor, and I was inaccurate.
Yes. Scott, so Jim got it wrong.
I did. I did.
On that answer, he answered for the panel.
I did.
But anyway, so it was Asa.
Ava.
Ava Gabor.
Yeah.
So you had
Ava. They were twins, I believe. But, you know, Learning University is known for its accuracy, so I just couldn't let it go.
Duly noted, Scott, and we appreciate you holding us that high standard. Because we don't want to be, you know, get the Gabor sisters mixed up, and then that starts floating around. You know, starts floating around our listening family out there, and all of a sudden people are.
He had me on the accuracy.
Yeah.
That we're known for it.
Well, didn't they have a third sister? A Gabor sister? Was that the Andrews sisters I'm thinking about? Or is it the Osmonds?
It could very well be the Osmonds. They had a passel.
Yeah, they only had brothers besides Marie.
Marie.
All right, Scott. Where were we?
You want to ask, answer, or both? Now that you've corrected us.
I'm going to do both, if that's okay.
Sure, as long as it's not a Bible question.
We need to be challenged, though.
We do. I'm only teasing.
I'd like to answer the question. I'm going to take a stab at the question about MASH.
All right. What star from MASH was shot out of a cannon in a Hertz TV commercial prior to his career on MASH?
Okay. I'm going to take a guess that it was Jamie Farr who played Klinger, because that's what made him crazy and wear dresses.
No, but that's a great guess, but that is incorrect.
Okay. Scott, what's your question for us, brother?
Okay. I've got, let's just keep on television. I've got one about the old 50s and 60s hit TV show Peter Gunn. And in that show, through the entire season, all the way through the episodes, he had a secretary that was only seen at the beginning and the end of the show, sometimes during the middle of the show, but only her legs were seen at the desk when she was giving information on phone calls and that kind of thing. And the legs were of a very famous actress, and that was the beginning of her career, and the voice was not her voice either, just her legs. Whose actress legs were they in that show for those years on Peter Gunn?
Scott, that would be Mrs. Wigginsa.
Mrs.
That is Raquel exactly Welch. What I pictured, actually, when he
Mrs. Wigginsa. Carol Burnett.
Carol
character.
Burnett.
You know, Scott, we don't know the answer. You know, I'm not familiar with that show. Ed Vitagliano.
He would know.
Ed's would probably know. What was the name of the show?
Peter Gunn. It was a cop TV show that was on probably, oh my gosh, it was probably 4 or 5 years or so. It was a pretty good hit. Had a big theme music that was played by a lot of people back in those days, too. It was pretty big, pretty serious back then.
Okay. Well, we don't know the answer to your question. What is the answer?
Carol Burnett's a really good guest in the same era, but it was Mary Tyler Moore. Wow.
Mary Tyler Moore. Okay. Mary Tyler Moore, made famous by her own television show there, the Mary Tyler Moore Show. I knew the answer to that one.
You did well, Tim.
You went straight from that to Dick Van Dyke, and then after that, you went to Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah, I just remember the Dick Van Dyke Show was 60s, and Mary Tyler Moore Show, where she was the reporter in Minneapolis, was 70s, where she throws her hat up in the air.
Right.
You're going to make it after all, she said. Or at least somebody said about her.
Someone said that about her.
Yeah. I've never seen anybody just throw their hat in the air on the middle of the street, but, you know, maybe it happens somewhere. All right. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
We got to practice that or something, just something to... Well, let's do it one more time. Right. Also known as...
Learning University.
There we go. There we go. I like that. All right. Let's repeat our questions again, Jim, and then yours truly.
All right. I've only got one left, and that's the MASH question.
Uh-huh.
And that was, what MASH star was shot out of a cannon before their career began on MASH? Who was it?
What was shot out of a cannon.
Hertz TV commercial.
In a Hertz TV commercial. And that would have been in the 60s? Okay.
I believe so.
All right, Ann, what do you have?
Okay. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan invoked the famous line, "Go ahead and make my day." Mm-hmm. Who was he addressing? And how many flavors are in Fruit Loops? and part of the of men's dress shirts were originally detachable. What part and why?
Okay, the only question I have left is, what fast food franchise has the most worldwide locations? And Adam Google Boy Suddeth, Adam, that's the nickname Jim's given you. I don't know if that's...
Oh, when I was, you know, when talk began and I was having to fill in a lot more than I am now.
Yeah.
Someone would ask a question and he'd be over there feverishly.
Yeah.
And so one morning he had a little tribute song to him.
Oh, did
and
he?
That was Google Boy to the Rescue.
Google Boy to the Rescue. What song is that?
That was one I made up just for him.
Oh, you're talking about Black Oak, Arkansas.
Yeah, right.
Am I right?
Right, sure.
What was the name of that song?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know what song you're referencing to make Google Boy to the Rescue?
No.
Jim Dandy?
Oh, okay, yeah.
You don't know
Jim
what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir,
and
I do
you
now.
Know what I'm talking about? Gosh, what planet am I on? I mean, everybody knows Jim Dandy to the Rescue. What's that, Black Ark, Arkansas? Google Boy. Do Google Boy. Do Black Ark, Arkansas. Black Oak, Arkansas. Jim Dandy to the Rescue and see if I'm correct.
What year was
that?
By
the way... I don't know. I skated to it in 1972. I don't know.
Okay, that explains it.
Huh?
I was
Jim
two.
Dandy to the Rescue.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hey, by the way, Jaja Gabor and what was the other one?
Ava Gabor.
They did have a third sister, and her name was M-A-G-O-A. Magoa. Oh, Magda, M-A-G-D-A. Okay, Magda. Magda Gabor was her name. I think they were Hungarian, if I'm not mistaken. What was the Jim Dandy to the Rescue? Was that Black Oak, Arkansas? I got
that,
it right.
I must have pulled that from the recesses of my mind.
When you were saying so and so
to the Rescue,
okay, you're
I was stealing
about,
a song.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's go back to the phones.
Let's talk to George, calling from Oklahoma. George, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, George, where do you live in Oklahoma?
I don't. I live about 120 miles east of Dallas. I'm just up here working.
Oh, okay. Well, great. Well, listen, thanks for calling. Ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Which one do you want to answer?
The one about the MASH star. Scott kind of scared me there a minute ago.
Oh, did he? Because you've been waiting to give the answer. Well, the question is,
What
MASH star was shot out of a cannon and a Hertz TV commercial prior to becoming famous? Survey says?
That would be, McLean Stevenson.
McLean Stevenson is absolutely
right. He and who were the other stars? Alan Alda. Jamie Farr.
Yep. And
what was the...
Oh, my gosh.
What was the blonde hair speckle? I didn't watch that show, honestly, much, but they did have a large following.
They did.
Anyway... Thanks for, you got it right. What's your question for us?
I'll give you a Bible question.
All right.
Since you're doing so well with them this morning.
Thanks for bringing that up, George.
Okay.
What you got, brother?
What was the name of the first man and woman?
Adam and Eve.
Well... You improved your score today.
There we go. Thank you.
Very kind.
I think we've been... This doesn't feel right.
You think we've been ridiculed?
I think we've been pumped. I think this just...
He's wanting us to end on a high note, Tim, is what it is.
What he did was we couldn't hit the basket,
right.
And he lowered it to 3 feet.
He did.
See if he can dunk now,
right.
He said. So we did. Anyway... What? All right. Thanks for you. Got another maybe more challenging question, George, or is that it?
Okay. Which side of Panama is the Atlantic Ocean on?
The Atlantic Ocean. Which side of Panama?
Panama.
The Atlantic Ocean. Hold on just a minute. You got the Panama Canal right there, Jim.
Yep.
And.
This it's a 50-50 shot.
Well, I mean, the East Coast, but it may twist. It may twist.
That's what
know.
I was trying to picture.
George, go ahead. We don't know. What's the answer?
Hold up. I wasn't.
Oh, okay. Hold on, George. Jim's not through thinking.
I got a 50-50 shot at this.
He's not thinking this thing. He wants to think this
I
thing
I am going
through.
To say it's on the left-hand side.
Left-hand side. Is that like I was thinking like east west, something like that. But Jim says left-handed side. George, what's the answer?
Well, it would be, the north side.
And is that the left-handed side? Same thing?
Well, if you're facing South America, yes.
Well, Jim's facing South America.
I'm facing.
Right now.
Whatever makes that answer right, that's where I'm facing.
Yeah. So does that, Panama, does that sort of twist and turn there? I mean, in the middle of.
Yeah, it makes kind of a backward S shape.
Yeah. The Panama Canal. All right. Well,
yeah,
good.
The canal actually runs north and south.
North and south. I just don't think of it. You just think of it's going from east to west,
right?
All right, George. Thanks, brother. Appreciate
it. Questions.
Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. We go back to the phones.
Yes, sir. And we are going to talk to Weston calling from Minnesota. Weston, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Weston, you there?
Yep.
Okay, but where do you live in Minnesota?
T.O.P.
Okay, aren't you about to be hit by this winter storm? Or are you getting hit now?
We already got the winter storm.
Okay. It sounded like it didn't impress you much. It's just another day in Minnesota, I guess. But anyway, hey, listen, Weston, thanks for calling. About how old are you?
Seven.
Okay. Youngest caller today. And one of the youngest on our show that we've ever had on. All right, Weston, you want to ask or answer or both?
Both.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
The Fruit Loop one.
Okay. Ann?
Okay, how many flavors are in Fruit Loops?
Five.
Well, originally there were red, orange, and yellow loops, but in the 1990s, green, blue, and purple were added. But there is actually only one flavor. They all have the same flavor.
Wow.
Okay, so your question was what now?
How many flavors are there in Fruit Loops?
Okay. So we have a 7-year-old precious caller, Weston, who listens to AFR.
And has done thoroughly munching research.
A tender heart. He calls in, answers the question, and he finds out that Ann has given us a degree of difficulty, which is extraordinary.
Quite frankly. Weston, now you can go and share this with all of your friends. And look how learned you will look.
All right, Weston, good guess, and thanks for trying on that one. What's your question for us?
How did T.O.P. Minnesota get its name?
TLP Minnesota get its name?
That's it, that Weston's hometown.
Right.
He's calling from. How do you spell that?
T-A-O-P-I.
Hold on, Weston. Don't say anything. We're going to talk about this. I don't know the answer to this, but I'm guessing it's an Indian word for something. But maybe you know differently.
I know nothing.
Now, that region of the country was settled by people from Scandinavia. For the most part, so could be. We don't know specific. Ann?
I don't.
T-O-P? How do you pronounce it?
T-O-P.
Okay, what's the answer, Weston?
Indian.
It's an Indian word. Okay, well, I was right about that. Name. What does it mean?
It's the name of an Indian chief.
Of an Indian chief. Okay. There was once an Indian chief, and he's... his legacy lives on today through the town of Taopi, Minnesota. Hey, Weston, listen, thanks for calling, my friend. Thanks for listening to American Family Radio.
You're welcome.
Okay,
all right, Happy New Year, bud.
All right, I don't know. We may be at one or two more
get
calls.
One more? All right. Let's talk to John from Texas. Hi, John.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right. Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
I wanted to answer the one about the dress shirt.
Okay.
What's the question, Ann?
Part of men's dress shirts were originally detachable. What part and why?
It was the collars.
That's correct.
Yep.
And what was the reason?
Because they would wear out, but the rest of the shirt would be good, so they would just switch the collars.
That's correct. And also to save on laundry costs because they would only wash the collar.
Right.
Right.
What do you snap on? You snap on your collar or what?
I don't know for sure. I would imagine they were probably buttons.
Oh, buttons.
Well,
okay.
Some were buttons. Some were just lightly stitched.
Okay.
I
used to have some.
Oh, really? That's what I was going to ask you, John. So you used to have some of these shirts?
Yes.
Okay.
Because 100% cotton shirts were expensive.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So, you know, in order to get a good quality one, you didn't want to have to change them too many times. So you got them with the removable collars and cuffs.
Okay. Well, you didn't wear them to work during the day and church at night, did you? I'm hoping that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, you'd have to have more than one shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, and shower. Yeah. You know, I think showers would be a good thing, too. So, anyway, well, John, impressed with your answer. What's your question for us?
Well, I don't have a question today.
Okay.
All right.
I just knew that nobody else could answer that question today but me.
Well, you're right. That question's been around for an hour and a half almost. So glad it got answered. Hey,
right, John,
you take
care.
You take care, my friend.
Happy New Year.
Probably one more call. We'll see how many we have time for. Let's go to where now,
Blake, Jim? In Georgia calling. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good. Blake, where you live in Georgia?
I live in a little place called Jacksonville, Georgia, down in South Georgia.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, listen, thanks for calling. Ask, answer, or both?
I was wanting to answer the previous question, the question about the shirts. But he's already answered it for me, but I'll be willing to ask one, though.
Do you have shirts like that?
No, sir, I don't, but I've seen them before.
Okay, okay. I've never seen that before.
Actually, the person who invented the shirts with a permanent collar was Van Housen. The Van Housen Clothing Company is named after now.
Ah, okay, cool. Did not know that either.
Well done.
Yes. Well, Blake, what's your question for us?
I was kind of wrestling between two, but I think I'll go with this one. During the war between the states, how many states that remained in the Union still had legalized slavery?
You mean that fought for the Union, but they had legalized slavery?
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't think any, but hold on a second. Let's talk amongst ourselves. I think there was
at least two.
Would it be? Hold on a second, Blake. Don't say anything. Would it been Ed would probably
Ed
know
would
this.
Know that.
I'm,
in a heartbeat.
I'm thinking, was it Ohio maybe and West Virginia?
I thought Tennessee was one.
Tennessee's a Confederate state. Where'd you get your history, Ann? I'm just teasing.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
So.
Huh?
I'm going to say two. What do you think?
I'll say two.
All right. Blake, how close
maybe
are we
New Jersey.
To
maybe
being
New
right
Jersey.
Or wrong?
Go ahead.
You're about halfway there. There's actually, from what I can research, there's actually four states that still had legalized slavery. It was Maryland, Delaware, Kentucky, and Missouri.
There you go.
Did I get any of them?
No, but neither did I.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Blake. Appreciate it, brother.
All right. Happy New Year.
Ann, do you have a question that hasn't been answered?
Yes. So President Reagan was actually speaking. He was addressing Congress, who would pass new taxes. And so he was saying he would veto what they would pass by saying, go ahead, make my day.
Okay. What fast food franchise has the most worldwide locations?
Burger King.
Subway.
I knew that.
You knew all that. Right. Subway, even more than McDonald's.
Real quick, I know we got to go, but want to let folks know that J.J. Jasper is booking events in the spring, and he's willing to come to your place. All you have to do is visit jjjasper.com.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Well, rest of the week, right?
And happy New Year.
All right, bye-bye.